Well, if you join me in an attitude of prayer on Thanksgiving, it's followed by the Lord's Prayer. Gracious and loving God, we thank you. We don't know what we would do if we didn't have television and stuff to know and see war live and in color and on the television. Years ago, we didn't have that, Lord, and I think that's how some of the anxiety comes in. We're constantly bombarded with negativism, and we just have to kind of just put it in a proper perspective and to be able to understand that it is us that need that personal relationship, that joy and that peace, so that we can do the very next thing that we're supposed to do. And we thank you for the grace and the love and the people who are willing to serve in order to keep us free and safe. And we just so much to be thankful for this morning, Lord. But most importantly is the attitude that we have, that we know that we can talk directly to you. And we thank you for hearing our prayers this morning. Because the disciples said, Lord, would you teach us to pray like John the Baptist taught his disciples? We want to learn too. And Jesus said, well, let me give you a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with as we pray the prayer Jesus taught. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done,
on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.